911, emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.
From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is the Jack and Spike Show.
Welcome back to the Jack and Spike Show. President Joe Biden is going to visit Seattle on Friday. Going to be a traffic nightmare. Too bad he's not telling anybody where he's going to be, which is probably the worst part of this story. Seattle officer who was heard laughing at a pedestrian's death is going to speak at an upcoming traffic safety conference. My question is, why do we keep going over this when the guy has clearly had, he's been disciplined, right?
Yes, he has.
It's a little silly to keep covering it. Washington State Patrol was fined $750,000 for failing to disclose public records after a crash. Hopefully we don't get any phone calls from any nuisances at about 1:15, because that would be disastrous for me, Laura, if anybody, I'm just saying, I'm not going to mention any names, but there are certain people who've been blacklisted from the show.
And nothing would make me more angry immediately than a robot telling me that I have depression.
I love that drop. So President Joe Biden is going to visit Seattle on Friday. Now, what's interesting about this is because he's coming to beg for money, which is like, okay, great, we get it. But here's a crazy thing. The exact time and location are not being announced and only given to attendees after they RSVP.
And pay. Yes,
right?
Thank you.
So we will have literally no idea where the cavalcade is going to be, where the security is going to be. I understand this is a security thing in the conservative, crazy place of Seattle where Joe Biden's safety is absolutely, I mean, it's tenuous, Spike. I mean, the man could lose his life any second in Seattle. All those crazy conservatives out there trying to get a Joe Biden. But this is, by not telling people where to avoid, basically you were saying avoid the entire city of Seattle.
That's what I love. You may want to avoid these areas, it says, throughout the day. What areas? Thank you. I read it three times. I'm like, wait a minute. Try avoiding these areas during the day. You won't even tell me where to avoid because I'm not RSVPing or paying.
I will read it directly out of the news article. Drivers might get caught in traffic as the president travels between these events on his schedule. What schedule?
Right.
What events? They're not listed. Plan ahead if you are traveling near any of these locations throughout the day. Which location?
Thank you.
Where? I mean, it's just like, it is bizarre to me that Biden is coming. I don't think the president should do this kind of trash. I think they should just leave us alone. He is disrupting not only the flow of traffic, but people's lives in general.
Yeah.
I have read from people on the internet talking about how they're trying to get their prescriptions filled the day before because they don't want to end up being locked into traffic for whatever reason. This is madness. We don't have kings and queens in the United States. We don't need to shut down the city just because a crotchety old man comes and decides that he wants to shill for $10,000 a plate dinners. It's completely unfair. I won't stand for it.
I'm kind of crazy about the other guy's idea to just stay at his big golden home and let people come to him and give him money.
See?
Doesn't interfere with traffic.
See?
Doesn't slow down the streets.
Yeah, thank you, President Trump, and God bless you for being a man of the people.
This is stupid and crazy.
You know where Trump goes? He goes to Twin Rivers, Iowa, where there's 8,000 people who live in that town, so he's not going to block traffic and commerce because he's a considerate man and he's a thoughtful man. I said he's thinking about you. He's thinking about John Q. Taxpayer.
He is. He really is.
Joe Biden's only thinking about the $10,000 plate dinner thing he's got to go to. So a Seattle officer who was heard laughing at a pedestrian's death is going to speak at an upcoming traffic safety conference. This is a story at My Northwest. Now, before I am critical of this, let me just say this. All of our reporters at My Northwest are impeccable individuals with the highest sense of journalistic integrity.
Here.
I support all of them. And I am impressed on a daily basis by people like Heather Bosch, Aaron Granillo, James Lynch,
you
name it, right? I mean, there are people in this building that work very hard and do a great job on a daily basis. My Northwest is a fantastic website. That being said, why are we talking about Officer Dan Outerer again? Can somebody please tell this? But it is not a story. It is not important. The man was disciplined. He said something that was gross, right? But God forbid I'm ever being recorded, the words coming out of my mouth in any circumstance, and then those words are used against me. Oh, wait, they are on a daily basis because this is literally my job. I don't think people understand that when you say something silly in a public setting or it gets released out into a public setting and then you are scrutinized for that, that is deeply punishing, right?
It is.
And so the idea that we then have to follow up on this is absurdism of the highest order. And I think that we should leave it alone. The guy has apologized publicly numerous times. The guy has been disciplined by SPD. You may not like his statements, but I'm siding with Jesus on this one, because let he without sin say the gross thing in public, right?
Cast the first disparaging comment.
Right.
And Daniel Auderer is going to speak at this conference on how to become a better, how to do better witness interviews, which obviously he excels at, or he wouldn't be asked to speak at a conference.
Did you see the title of it?
Yeah.
Becoming a pickup artist, how to get more out of interviews. I know what you're talking about,
I questioned the judgment there.
I know what you're talking about there, boss. I could be a little bit of a pickup artist myself. Oh, these tattoos, they're not real. I draw them on every morning. Don't touch them. They'll smear. See that? That's how you get the ladies right there. This watch right here? Talk about this Nixon? Yeah, it's a limited edition. Dropped about $5 on it. No different. Doesn't make a difference.
You could give this conference. You really could.
Sell they talk about this hoodie right here? Yeah, it's tailored. Yeah, actually, I invented a secret pocket so my cell phone wouldn't get stolen on Capitol Hill. Yeah, it was my little thought. I get like 90% of my clothes tailored because I love to waste money. Oh, money? Did I mention I have a lot of it?
wouldn't it be a shame if you couldn't impart this wisdom and experience to your fellow pickup guy, whatever?
It would be a real shame.
Because
yeah.
you've had an embarrassing and a horrible decision in your career.
Yeah.
As you said, you were disciplined. This has been dealt with. Let's not undermine the success of the law enforcement community because we can't send our best guy to teach them how to do a better interview.
If I recorded the jokes that are made in this building on a daily basis and I released them to the public, this building would be shut down in 48 hours. Do you know what I mean? Like, there are things that are said in this building that are so far over the line that if you say them to HR, HR just bursts into flames. Do you know what I mean?
It's
so bad with some of the stuff that people say. And yet, I think the reason that people are still upset about this is because it is a very stinging and biting and inappropriate comment.
Yes.
Drop it. Get over it. I am deeply sympathetic to the family who lost their daughter. I am deeply sympathetic to the fact that the city basically did nothing to try to make amends with that family. Yeah. In terms of the officer himself, he didn't even strike the young lady.
No.
He was responding to a phone call with Mike Solon talking about what was going on.
Correct.
This is absurd, right? And I just think that more people need to understand that it is more powerful to forgive than it is to hold a resentment. Resentments take a lot of emotional energy and people need to get off of it.
Absolutely.
I'm not, Laura, you know, I know you pulled the audio from what he said. I'm not even going to bother to play it again because it's like, it to me, why agitate that or why to try to get people upset about something that they have literally no control over? Again, in the way that it's phrased or the context that people give about it is, you know, when he says, he said a check for $11,000 should just be written. He goes on to say that she was just 26 anyway, she had limited value. That is him being sardonic about the system of redistribution of funds that the city has for people who were struck and killed by police. That is him being critical of that. And people don't understand that because it sounds so stinging and inviting and because it is so drastically inappropriate. Right, Laura? Laura, we don't have any phone calls coming up, do we, for anything? Do we?
I thought we had a story before the phone call.
I was under the impression that we were not going to be having a phone call at 1:15 was my impression. But we could get to this other story if you want to. There's a story that came out of the Washington State Patrol being fined $750,000 for failing to disclose public records after a crash. What happened here, Spike?
A family lost their son in a traffic accident. The driver at the scene was cited and then released. Well, then 2 weeks later, the citation was lifted. And the department refused to respond to requests for information because there wasn't a fatality case opened up on this. And the department was fined $750,000 for just mismanagement of the case. And the family never really got to investigate. There was no, the car was never impounded in a fatality accident. The guy was written for a negligent ticket, which was dismissed. No toxicology report, no substance report, no impounding of the vehicle. So this basically they let the case die.
Yeah.
And so this family is just been going for a couple of years now trying to get answers to what happened to their son. And the department has been fined for mismanaging the case, $750,000. I think the civil suit from this family is going to be, that's the other shoe.
That's going to be the other shoe when it comes to Washington State Patrol.
And when they're fining the department $750,000, that's an admission of guilt. That's an admission of wrongdoing.
Yeah.
This is the tip of the iceberg for this case.
Well, we're going to get into it more. The more details come out. Unfortunately, Mr. Sunshine, back by popular demand, to which I have no idea why this is the case, a man
Stop
who I'm
picking on me.
He's loved by the people, Jack.
Hi, Billy. How are you, my friend?
Why am I still there?
I don't know.
Who's running this show?
Nobody, apparently, because no one listens to me, which is really quite... You don't even listen to me, Billy, because you said you wanted to talk about the DeSantis meat story when I sent you a story about the refugees who were staying at a local park. And you said, I really want to talk about Ron DeSantis and the meat story. So do you want to give us 30 seconds about your thoughts on the Ron DeSantis meat story, Billy, before we get over into the local news, my friend?
Yes, I do. So here you go. I love meat, and I love animals, and I really, really am looking forward to being able to eat lab-grown meat. So is the earth. You know, we don't need all that methane.
Yes.
It's cruel. Now, I understand that, you know, when you're running as a Republican, you run as a cruel person. You know, you shoot your dog, you know, that sort of thing.
Right.
So, you know, I get it, that the cruelty, the idea of getting to kill all these pigs who are sweet, sweet animals, and the cows who are sweet, sweet animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis, great. Thanks a lot. So anyway, yeah, that's all I got.
Thank you, Billy. That was a good little rant you got there.
It really was.
I think that was exactly 30 seconds, my friend. Johnny on the spot. So, Billy, locally, there's this story about these asylum seekers from Venezuela and the Republic of Congo. And they're living in tents at Powell Barnett Park after multiple moves in and out of shelters and hotels. We've been talking about this for a long time, Billy. The reason I shot you this story was because as a liberal coastal elite who is filled with, you know, government can fix all these problems, how would you go about solving this problem for this group of people? There seems to be... How many people are down there at the park?
About 600, if I've last...
That's not 600 people. Are you,
families.
I thought it was 200 people tops that were down there.
I'll look into it again.
I'm going with Spike.
Okay. That's now up to 7,000.
Like
No, I'm sorry.
Anyway, so here's the deal. And that is that there is no deal. So who's in charge of the homeless in Seattle? Who's in charge?
That would be the King County Regional Homeless Authority or Regional Home.
So there is such a thing. There is actually a government entity that's supposed to be taking care of this?
Yeah, but it's basically a program which is best served by extracting taxpayer dollars from the King County.
It's nonprofits.
No, not even, Billy. I mean, it's basically a jobs program at this point in time. They have done good work in terms of getting about 9,000 people off of the streets since their inception, which I think is something to be celebrated.
Agreed.
But it's very expensive to run, and there's a lot of kind of bureaucratic overlapping. It's not an efficient system. Even you would be deeply critical of it.
Well, I mean, you know, the fact is that since we have homeless in every major city in the country, and more all the time, we are clearly failing.
Yeah.
You know, a friend of mine is running the vehicular homeless program for San Jose, and they're doing some great work there. And later on, we should talk about that. You know, I'm amazed that we continue to be willing to fail at this. How is it we haven't found an empty warehouse where we can choose to put the homeless? We must not let the homeless show up in our city parks. This has to be stopped. The parks have a reason to exist, and that reason is being lost in the filth and, you know, endless just mess that the homeless are bringing us. These people are entitled to live, but they don't have to live like that, and we don't have to live with them that way.
So 50 to 60 tents housing people. I mean, these people have been shuffled around for weeks. They've been moving between
they
two counties.
They shouldn't be shuffled around, should they? They should have a permanent place they can go.
Yeah, you know, Billy, the thing that I don't like about a lot of the maybe the GOP rhetoric or the conservative rhetoric around this is it seems to be undeniably incredibly cruel and dismissive, being that people say, well, just get them out of there. And you say, okay, well, what do you do with those people? Most people that I've come in contact with who are members of the GOP or conservatives, they say, deport them. Which is a very nice way of saying, I don't care, right? I mean, it's a very nice way of saying, I don't care if they have legitimate asylum claims. It's a very nice way of saying that I don't care about my fellow human beings. What I think that conservatism right now is lacking is this kind of solution-oriented thinking. in which we take immigrants or migrants or asylum seekers or illegal aliens and we try to process them with just a modicum of humanity, mm-hmm. as opposed to not my problem, forget about it, which is maybe one of the cruelest ways that you can interact with a human being who's asking for help. Again, not all these people have the best of intentions, but I think that even the desire to try to help people who we think have the best of intentions is much more humane and Christ-like than to say, deport them, which is basically...
Far too often, they're all being painted with the worst intentions. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Notice this. They are going to take care of each other. In other words, these are not just homeless people from everywhere. It's two different communities, the Congolese and...
Venezuelan.
So, that's interesting that they've been able to find each other and build a community. Let them build a community in a place where they'll be comfortable and where they can stay and not make other people uncomfortable.
Yeah. See, that's the thing, Billy, is that, often people like to criticize Democrats. They say do nothing Democrats or whatever it mm-hmm. is. I don't think it's Democrats writ large. I just think that meaning that Democratic voters, I think it's very unfair to say that. Because you go to most Democratic voters, they're going to say, oh, warehouse them or put them in this place.
Right.
Or
services that they need. Services, to seek
whatever.
Asylum. Yeah.
And that is a solution that I think most people could get on board with. I think that what's happened right now with homelessness is that people have been trained inadvertently to despise human beings, to hate them
right.
with every fiber of their being. So they stop seeing them as a human being and they see them as a nuisance or they see them as blight or whatever it is. Laura, I guarantee you, if you pull up the text line right now, you will find no less than a dozen people who will give you the cruelest, most inhumane response to talking about our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, right?
Yeah, I choose not to look at the text line when we're talking about stories like this.
You see that? Now, that is an example of the world that we live in, where Laura can't even do her job because of how vitriolic and hateful yep. and bitter and resentful and racist many people are, right?
Let's rebrand that not as me not doing my job, but as boundaries.
Ah, yes, I like this.
Thank
very
you.
Healthy, very
you
healthy.
Know, we used to be a nation
if
built...
mean people vote me off the show, by the way. And before I go, I have a question.
Yeah.
You got a guy named Stimmy Bird running for governor?
We do, yes.
So what is he, half bird, half man? What's the deal there?
He is a charlatan and a grifter who basically stole a bunch of MAGA talking points.
He's a Republican.
He is a Republican, and he adopted a bunch of MAGA talking points. He is about as deep as a wet napkin and about as intellectually sturdy as a bunch of popsicle sticks that have been left out in the sun for several summers. He is an embarrassment. I say this as a statement of opinion, not a statement of fact for legal reasons. And Dave Reichert is a much better candidate top to bottom than Stimmy Bird is, my friend. That's my analysis for you.
Well, thank you. I love that name, Stimmy Bird.
Well, I love your name, Mr. Sunshine, and I love you. Wait, those things aren't true. I despise you. Get off my show. I can't stand you. Thank you, Billy. We appreciate your input. We'll take a really quick break when we get back. Trump is saying that he wants to go to jail.
We've come to the crossroads.
Come to a crossroads.
Yesterday's statement from the judge in this case said, "Look, buddy, you're forcing my hand.
Yeah.
The only thing left for me to do with you, clearly, $1,000 doesn't matter. The only thing left to do for you is to incarcerate you."
We will get into Trump's response to that when we get back right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, Did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cringe.
Sitting around a campfire with guitars and all you can hear is guar.
Or bass.
Take my money under force of violence. Yeah.
I love those.
We also have a YouTube channel. You want to subscribe to the YouTube channel where we release digital content on a daily basis. Cringe or bass. Oh, it's called The Jack and Spike Show, by the way, on YouTube. Cringe or bass, fun segment we like to do. Try to determine if a cultural event is cringe, meaning ugh, or based, meaning ah. Donald Trump has been hit with several gag orders over his refusal to, what's that thing when a judge says, hey, don't talk about my kids.
don't intimidate witnesses.
Don't intimidate witnesses.
Don't threaten the employees of the court or their families.
Don't tweet about the jurors to try to dox them on Truth Social. It's crazy is that I get emails from people often and they say, Jack, why do you lie about Donald Trump? Why do you lie about him? Weird, because I spend more time researching Donald Trump than I think any other human being does on the planet.
That's fair.
Well, I saw the Truth Social post where he tries to dox those poor people.
Yep.
It's not a lie. I mean, if you say this is what their job is and this is what borough they live in and this is what they look like, I mean, that's pretty bad, right?
When you're accusing your judge, your jury, your prosecutors of being you know, in the bag for the other team, Democrats, liberals, yada yada, can't get
Point
a fair
being,
trial, yada yada.
I'm not lying.
No,
I'm
not.
It's what he said. I mean, lying would be for me to say that he did not say those things. That is the lie, because if I'm reading what the man wrote, that's not a lie. That is a literal from God's mouth to Trump's ears to Trump's thumbs to Truth Social to my eyeballs, right? I mean, that's the best way to think about that. So he's already paid $9,000 in. As a consequence of violating these
I think
gaggers.
1,000 more yesterday, too.
1,000 so more
it's
yesterday.
It's up to 10.
And the judge has now warned former President Donald Trump, you're not giving me a lot of leeway here with the amount of you violating this gag order. I'm going to have to consider putting you into jail.
And the judge is doing this before the jury is brought into the courtroom as to not prejudice the jury.
Right. And so he's really trying his very, very best. And unfortunately, Trump has decided in retaliation to that, he said, well, I will do that sacrifice. He said, the Constitution is more important than going to jail, which these two things are not. These aren't intermingling. Trump is maintaining that his First Amendment rights are being violated. Now, this is not true based on not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six different Supreme Court decisions over the last 100 years in which someone is given a gag order and they are told, do not talk about this case because it biases the jury and or it affects public perception of the case.
Right.
And the Supreme Court, again, not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, but six times have decided that this is constitutional. In the interest of the law, you can tell somebody you cannot talk about this case. That is not a violation of someone's First Amendment rights. that is actually protecting Trump's right to a fair trial. But because he is so dense and so thick, and those arteries are starting to close up from all that McDonald's, the blood flow is not going through.
True.
And he doesn't actually understand that he is given more rights currently than almost any other person in this circumstance, based on the privileges that he has as the former president of the United States. So if Trump goes to jail, I wonder how he'll decorate the place, right? What's he going to put up there? Nice picture of Melania.
I think I'll go with the Raquel Welch bikini, fur bikini that Andy used.
With Melania's face over it, superimposed on top of it.
Melania's probably got a better bone. I'm not trying to be disrespectful. I heard some different options for the court. Should Trump play this hand out? Because he wants to play the victim here. He wants to campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they want me in handcuffs was the fundraiser sent out yesterday, right? That they could put him in. There's a holding cell at the courthouse
mm-hmm.
that they could force him to sit in during trial.
But what if he needs a change? Who's going to change Donnie?
I don't know. They got Secret Service there with him.
Well, here's the weird thing about this is that if Donald Trump is threatened with jail, he could potentially say, I have a disability and I cannot be placed into jail. And he would likely get that. He would likely get it, right?
Then home detention.
He'd probably
monitored home detention would be an option with all of his handlers and Secret Service.
Exactly.
And no matter where if the judge's hand is forced,
mm-hmm.
he said, "Look, I don't want to do this. Like, you're the former president, maybe the next president of the United States."
Yeah.
That would jailing you would be disruptive to this trial, which I know you want to be over as soon as possible.
Should we do a MAGA Jack segment, Laura? Can we get a poll on this? 888-973-5476. Because if we do a MAGA Jack segment, I can propose the counter argument to Spike's very good argument here. Do you know what I mean? Because Spike is spitting hot fire right now. And what I could do if I was MAGA Jack is I could have a counterpoint to the points that you were making.
I'd love to hear this. The judge said in his statement, look, your continued willful violation of the court's orders threaten the administration of justice. To your point.
Yep.
That's what a fair trial means.
Yeah.
And a direct attack on the rule of law. And he cannot allow that to continue.
So if I was MAGA Jack, what I would say is that the president has the right to let the American people know about the injustices that are occurring inside of this courtroom. And by the judge stifling that, he is literally preventing the president from exposing the DOJ corruption that is currently befalling him. Is that not an A-plus MAGA answer right there? I know these people better than they know themselves, you guys.
That's pretty damn good.
I am better MAGA than the most hardcore MAGA out there. Do you see how easy that is? It's like a bunch of little kids on tricycles, and then I'm Lance Armstrong. I can be more MAGA than anybody out there if I wanted to, because the arguments are so stupid and so simple that it's basically like Clifford the Big Red Dog. Anybody can read that book or write that book,
sure.
Right? He's a big red dog. He gets into silly circumstances with small things, right? It's pretty easy setup back and forth, right?
So when the former president says that the jury was picked too fast, it's 95% Democrat.
Absolutely true.
I can't get a fair trial.
Absolutely true. 100% true. As a matter of fact, they should have moved the trial to another jurisdiction.
That was redder?
That was purple. That should have been a purple district, as a matter of fact. And to even make it even more secure, what they probably should have done is when they were talking, they probably should have looked at people's voting records. They probably should have asked people who they voted for.
Why?
Because if you want a jury of your peers, you would want 50% Republicans, 50% Democrats, right?
I can see the logic of that. I can see the argument on that side. Mm-hmm. But isn't the whole point of a jury is being able to dismiss your beliefs, look at the evidence presented to you,
mm-hmm.
and make a judgment not on your political leanings, but based on the evidence presented in that courtroom?
Well, what evidence is there? I'm MAGA Jack right now. What evidence is there? We don't have any proverbial smoking guns. We don't have any or proverbial smoking checks. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, we do have some bank records. We have some office records from the Trump Corporation signed by your chief financial officer and your assistant who decided who got what.
It's also that whole, you know, incorporated shell corporation and all the paperwork that came along with that.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough.
The money that was paid to what's the guy, Cohen?
Yeah, Michael Cohen.
It was doubled. It was so that for tax benefits, because they were reimbursing $130,000. They weren't paying him $130,000 for legal services.
Right. No, it was. And that's the crazy part about it is that then you actually have tax records on top of that.
Right.
So
there's a lot of misrepresentation of business expenses. That seemed to be evidentially.
Well, thankfully, the Biden DOJ will soon be uncovered, and thankfully, we will see that Alvin Bragg met with Karine Jean-Pierre in a back alley in Harlem. where she handed him all the fixed evidence in a manila envelope. And that this whole thing is conjured up and complete. Anyway, I'll say this.
And she said, don't make me send Dr. Jill Biden
Trump's,
over here.
I do want to say this, though. Trump saying, I will go to jail is incredibly base. Incredibly base.
I hope he means it.
I hope he means it. I hope he means it. Because it's going to be a hard time getting a cheeseburger inside of a jail cell. We'll take a really quick break when we get back. What made me mad today? Oh, yeah, this thing that Spike brought in.
I was going to say it was me.
Boy Scouts of America is changing their name to be more inclusive. Now, as a former Boy Scout, this irritates me to no end.
Yeah.
It really gets under my skin.
Okay.
And so we're going to talk about, because there is a reason why we have the Boy Scouts. And now I realize that they're in financial dire straits, but there's a reason why we have these things. And we're going to talk about it when we get back right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rage Bait, what's grinding your gears today?
That's so corny. That's so bad. We need to redo that one.
This is what happens when we don't have Justin here to make amazing sounders for us.
You did a great job, Laura.
I did my best. I don't know if it was a great job.
I just feel bad for Deep Voice Guy because, like, I feel like I need someone to edit my... Because in my mind, that sounded totally different. I wanted him to say it normally. And I... Deep Voice...
Rage Bait.
Yeah.
Like that?
That's what I want. But Deep Voice Guy is... I don't know his name. I've never met him. I've never had the pleasure. But when you think about it, the embarrassing things that I've asked that man to say over the last 5 years, just the horrendously embarrassing thing. And he does it with a smile on his face, right?
Give me that cash.
And I will do that thing. That is what Deep Voice Guy says. And
Give me that cash and I will do this thing.
Thank you, CBS correspondent. That's what Deep Voice Guy says. That's true.
Give me that cash.
Yeah, we'll figure out how to redo that so it's not so morning radio corny, I think. Boy Scouts of America is changing its name to a more inclusive Scouting America after years of woe. So the Boy Scouts of America has hit a lot of financial road bumps, including bankruptcy, along with a couple other issues, because people don't want to be Boy Scouts anymore because being a Boy Scout is no longer cool, despite the fact that I was a Boy Scout, and it is indeed very cool because I still use the skills that I learned in Boy Scouting to this day. I will say, though, that this is an attempt to take away, they're doing it for financial reasons, but boys need spaces with other boys. Boys need to be around other boys. They need spaces away from girls, because what we've done in almost every facet of society now is we have taken away those spaces from boys in the attempt to, I guess, make boys more be like little girls, basically, right? And I find it to be kind of insulting to little boys and young men who need to be able to talk about the things that they're going through in their developing bodies or their developing minds without the presence of women. I think that's very important for young men. And doing this, I think, is actually a real shame for those young men. And it makes me very irritated because we keep taking things away from boys and we keep taking things away from young men. And I think it's very, very sad that people are just kind of passively okay with this.
The Boy Scouts it's actually still the Boy Scouts until next year. They won't change to Scouting America until next year. They're saying it's because they're trying to be more inclusive, because they allowed gays in 2013. They allowed gay scout leaders.
Still boys. Totally fine with it.
I'm with you. But they started to allow girls, I think, in 2018, if I'm not mistaken.
Getting
somewhere
mad.
In that area.
Getting upset.
Now here, there's still the Girl Scouts of America are still around.
Right.
And exclusive to girls.
Right.
And trans girls as well.
And trans girls as well. And this thing, and they're trying to be more inclusive. But are they, I think you're right. I think they're undermining the ability for guys to be guys around guys doing guy things.
Exactly. And it's a real shame because this is not the developing boys have been overlooked because we focus so much on developing girls and rightfully so, but there's a certain amount of kind of patriarchal control that goes on in the world of developing girls. It's really bizarre. But with young boys, if you don't give them the opportunity to explore their emotions, like what is a man's anger? What is a healthy way to express a man's anger? What's a healthy way to express grief as a man? Men get none of this. We get none of it. And women get all of it all of the time, always. How do you talk about your feelings? How do you do this? How do you feel about this?
Too much of it, in my opinion.
Yeah, exactly. Based, Laura. So based. Men.
Why have women in public places? Why have women vote?
Yep, exactly. That's what I was saying, Laura. Exactly. Why have women anywhere is what I'm saying. No, but we if you look at the difference between men and women, I mean, the stats are staggering. Rates of suicide, rates of drug addiction, rates of domestic violence. It is staggering. And yet when you see this, there's a bunch of progressives out there that are like, well, I think it's great. I think it's great that we're being more inclusive, not realizing that that comes at the cost of actually teaching young boys how to become young men. And that is indeed very sad. And it makes me very mad that people are in any way, shape or form celebrating this, cheering this, or thinking that it is somehow good for the Boy Scouts, right?
Scouting America. Let's get used to saying it.
I'll never say it. Well, it will always be the Boy Scouts. Not Scouting America. I am a Boy Scout.
Okay. If this was the only way they could keep the whole organization afloat, because they were going under.
Don't care. They should make it cool again. Problem?
They're trying to make, here's the thing, they're trying to make the idea of scouting, wilderness involvement, right? Getting outdoors, learning skills, being self-reliant, character development, things like that. That was more important than giving the guys the safe space,
They got to update the brand is what they got to do. They can't do this thing where they're like, well, I guess we'll just try to widen the net as opposed to updating what we actually do as an organization. The reason that people don't want to get into Boy Scouts is because it is so stuck in its ways as to way that they think that they should run their program. That is like, why? Why go participate? Why spend all this time? Do you know what I mean? It's not... You're auditioning as the Boy Scouts with Xbox, PlayStation, and internet.
Right.
You be at that level and you will get people to come in and join your organization. But if you can't do that, then just go under. Just let it die because you're obviously not putting enough effort into it. The UW's W sign was besmirched with red paint by pro-Palestinian protesters. The audacity, right? Paint. If only there was some way we could get that off of that thing. If only there was some kind of invention out there. I have a great name for it. I came up with it randomly.
Cool.
It's called acetone is what I would call it. But that doesn't exist yet, so obviously I have to go and patent that. Candidate filing this week in Washington kicked off. Tiffany Smiley decided to run for Congress, and she said one of the silliest things I think I've ever heard somebody say. Kind of a, what's that? This is kind of a Stepford wife of a candidate, right?
I'm being really careful what I say about Candidate Smiley because I said a lot of things when she ran for Senate, and I feel the same today.
Okay, well, I'll say the things that you
okay.
don't want to say.
Oof.
Can
you
I not?
Puppet?
Can I not say the things that?
No, say them. I'm just
like write them down on a piece of paper and slide it across the desk.
Sounds good.
Sounds like a good idea. We'll talk about that when we get back right after this.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.